This is Randy.
Hey, Randy. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just got in literally an email just popped over from Blackhawk right when I was calling you. I'll get back to them in a second. I just wanted to follow up. Got your email this weekend. So you're going to have a chance to notarize those documents and have them signed by Linda and send them over to us?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Please fax or email them prior so I can make sure we show them. Other than that, I just asked to see if we need anything else, and I think we are good to go. Let me just check real quick.
Okay, what are we thinking as far as from a funding aspect? If I get everything loaded in, by lunchtime, and then get it off in the mail FedEx, will it be able to fund and get a check out to them today? Or
yes, I believe they will fund off the fax copies of the POAs as long as they can track it. I'm pretty sure of that.
You sent me both vehicles. I thought you only needed one, but I made
no. It's a duplicate. So every vehicle has to be notarized twice.
I did that on the first one. I did four.
Yeah, you did total. Two for each vehicle. This vehicle, one vehicle is wrong. That's why we're doing two here. Each vehicle has to be done twice.
Right, but I'm saying you sent me one Chevy, one Dodge, so I just did copies of it. You sent me the Chevy and the Dodge. They weren't.
Hold on.
One vehicle.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Yeah.
I remembered that we signed two of each last time, so I have two Dodge and two Chevy Express now.
Yeah. Let's see. Give me a second. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, I guess what we were trying to figure out is where the ball was dropped on the, because I was talking with Dave over there, and he's like, you know, it's common knowledge in the titling industry that the 8th digit of a VIN number is always a letter. I don't know how it got messed up. So, I don't know.
So you made a duplicate of those. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep, I did. So I'm going to have all four, done.
And those VIN numbers, are correct?
I don't have the title, so I can read them back to you.
I'm not
in my office right now.
Okay. I think, let me just give me 1 second. Let's see. Okay.
Hold on a second.
Take your time.
I don't know. She didn't text me back yet.
Yeah, it seems like the only thing I need is I just need the vendor. I'm going to call him right now. Is to put your correct address on the invoices because he has 9125 and he doesn't have the suite number. But other than that, I think everything's in. I'm going to go ask right now.
Okay, that's fine. That's funny because we have two offices. Your paperwork says 9155 lower level 2B.
What's your correct address?
9125, Suite
B13. Hold on. Let's make sure we don't mess this up before you guys get these notarized. Give me a second. So I've got, the address that I have in my system is 9155 Marshall Road, number LL2B. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
That is a correct address, but we also have 9125 Marshall Road, Suite B13, which is what I gave them, because that's our headquarter address. That's where we do most of our billing from. So 9155 was probably what you guys had on record from before we opened that office.
Pretty much.
So if you want, go ahead and just email me with the 9125, and I'll go back over to my office and pull it, and then you get everything notarized.
Hold on one second. Give me one second. Bear with me if you could. So I just don't want to cause you any grief, believe me. So hold on. Let's see what they have on file. So we have two addresses, you said, and you both have them operational?
Yes.
I would just honestly, before they like start asking, if I ask put another address and they'll ask for a lease agreement and ask what that address is,
right.
I don't want to
right.
point
right.
you to that. Let me just call the vendor and have them upgrade the correct address. I think that's the best way to do it.
Tell them to change it to 9155.
Well, yeah, because if we already have that one on file, if we go to the other address, they're going to ask you for a lease agreement and what that address is, and I don't want to cause you that frustration.
All right, fine. I'm on my way to go get this done then.
Okay.
Right.
I will give him a call right now. Bye-bye.